Blind Geek Zone podcast update for February 28th, 2015. Hey everyone, it's Rick, and I just wanted to give everybody a heads up on how things have been progressing here for the last month and a half since I did the last update on the move to new hosting for Blind Geek Zone. And I'm very happy to tell you today that most of the move has been completed. Blind Geek Zone is now no longer on DreamHost, and it is now with a company called Future Hosting, which is a host that Blind Bargains uses for their various websites. So it should end up being a very good website host for Blind Geek Zone as well. Some of the Blind Geek Zone content is back up and functional. You should be able to access all of the BGZ audio files, the newer ones from 2012 through current times, and as well the archive page that has all of my old stuff from 2006 up to somewhere around 2012. That should all pretty much be functional. I can't swear there's not a broken link anywhere in there, but hopefully everything is good to go. It's been an interesting time here getting this stuff all moved. I had to move the Blind Geek Zone as well as some other sites that I host. I host my local American Council of the Blind's local site here that I belong to. I also host the Akron Blind Center, which I'm a part of. I run their website for them and do all of their content, or well, most of their content. It's just more and more of that's being switched over to them. And also a friend's webpage, a memorial webpage, and my Rickster Radio page, and DB Review as well. DB Review hasn't made the leap yet, but it will very soon. Just trying to figure out some stuff for the mailing list there. Same goes for BGZ. Mailing list is still pointing over at DreamHost, but that should soon change as well, and that will complete the move for DreamHost to Future Hosting. All right, so what does this mean? Well, one thing that should happen here within the next few days, once this is posted sometime today, the Blind Cool Tech Archive will come back. I have it uploaded, just working on making sure all of the links, or as many of the links as we have, are okay. Making sure all the file names are accurate, things like that. Thought I had that all fixed, but I think I copied some files over files, and you know how that goes. The names have to be exact, including case and some of the BCT files. The BCT part of it was switched to uppercase by whoever downloaded it, and it needs to be switched back to lowercase. So just going to look through all that, make sure that's okay, and then we'll get the link back up on the homepage of the Blind Geek Zone website. And I ask you to please, I repeat, please don't abuse it. You know, I know everybody wants access to those files, but just they're not going anywhere. We'll keep them up as long as the site's not bombarded like it was over on DreamHost, where it essentially melted down. So that shouldn't happen here. We have plenty of bandwidth, plenty of RAM for the server, much more RAM than we had over on DreamHost, so shouldn't be a problem. But please just don't download the whole folder at once. If you want to get some files, that's fine, but do it in a respectful manner. That way everybody has access to the site, and it doesn't stop once again. And as I said, that should be within the next day or two. I just got to check a few things. Contributors podcast should start again here soon. I just gotta check my storage limits. We have storage limits now. I have 80 gigs of disk space available for my hosting, and that includes all of my hosts and the operating system. So we had to upgrade from the first plan because I had like 96% of the space used. So we'll be okay for a while, but I need to make sure I get all of the extraneous files cleaned out of there. So that's not a problem. Give us some room to grow for a while. The next plan up from that, I think, goes to 100 gigs if we have to grow some more. And I'm sure we will at some point as contributions come in. What I'll ask you on contributions is, you know, your MP3 files, do them at 128K or maybe a little less, 96 if it sounds good. Mono if you can. If you need stereo for something that you're demonstrating that uses stereo, that's fine. But try to keep the files at a decent size. That way we'll grow a little more slowly and won't have to bump the plan up nearly as soon. It is rather expensive to run the hosting here on FutureHost. It's a managed virtual private server. FutureHost helps me out quite a bit when I need help. I pay an extra $10 a month for additional support, which should give me a lot more snappy access when something goes wrong. Hopefully things won't go down as often. And if they do, I have somebody I can talk to. But it is costing about $62 US a month now to run everything. So it's not cheap. And I'll say if you'd like to donate, I certainly will accept donations to, you know, keep things going. Right now I'm working. Hopefully I'll continue to work for a long time to come, but if something would happen, then it, you know, will become even more imperative for donations to keep the site up and running. But if you like what I'm doing here and you're happy that Blind Geek Zone is back and you're happy to have access to the Blind Cool Tech Archives again, you know, feel free to shoot me a donation via PayPal. It's always greatly appreciated and, you know, helps to keep things going. All right, well, that is about it for now. Just wanted to get on here and give you a quick update, let you know things are progressing nicely. We're over on the new host, and hopefully we'll be here for a very, very long time. And I thank everybody for their patience during this long move and the lack of access to BGZ and BCT here for the last month or more. And again, I definitely appreciate that. Working as quickly as I can to get that all back up and running. Podcast feed should be functional again, all that good stuff. And hey, enjoy. And if you have any comments, definitely get those to me through the website. And if you have any of the Blind Cool Tech podcasts in the blog post that lists the missing ones, thanks to Mary Emerson for contributing a couple of those last week. Always greatly appreciated. So if you have something and you can get it to me, let me know, and we'll see about doing that. All right, well, thanks, and I hope to talk to you again soon. I hope to have some new contributions up on the website soon from me and other posters out there from the community. And I'll talk to you again real soon.